CliffCentral.com.
George, how are you?
I'm good, and you, Gareth?
Good, man. Awesome. Let me just see if I can find Ruth's message.
It was a Ford Eco Sport.
Yeah.
I think she was actually talking about insurance, wasn't she?
I don't know. I can't find the message now, but if you were to buy a second car, is there a particular kind of spec that you should look for? It's probably the family car. It's probably something that you would use for grocery shopping and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think cars, unless you've got like loads of money to waste on cars, it should be application specific, or should fix the functional issue that you
should have a job.
Maybe you want to go 4x4ing on weekends or something, but you don't necessarily want a petrol guzzling car during the week.
Well, then you've got to buy a diesel double cab. Because then that's very versatile, and that's so. I mean, it shows in our data that South Africans, the Toyota Hilux and the Ford Ranger double cab buckies are the biggest.
A friend of mine said the other day he's got a bucky, and what happens is when anyone needs to move or transport something, they're always calling him to ask him to lend them his bucky.
Yeah.
So that's the only problem with having a bucky is people strong arm you into helping them.
Exactly. So, you know, but, you know, moving stuff in a bucky is also, it stuffs up the car.
Yeah.
You know, but as soon as you start using a bucky for utilities like that, you dent it and you scratch it. And
so what are you supposed to put in the back?
Well, you know, if you're going scuba diving
or a bakuzi,
you know, unless it's a real workhorse, that's different. But but if you want to use it as a car and you want to look after it, don't go move other people's furniture.
I agree. And also, then, you know, they must pay you for it if they are going to.
It's a thankless task, because then they want you to carry the furniture as well.
And unpack the boxes.
So you get a scratched bucky and a bad back.
Yeah,
terrible idea.
Okay, George, how are you and what's news?
Good and you, Gareth. So Tesla, the electric car company, has just hit a $100 billion US dollar valuation. So
Elon Musk not so stupid after all.
Exactly. So, you know, all the naysayers and all the people that that keep ragging him and keep, you know.
Can you imagine being one of those idiots who went to school with him here in Pretoria and bullied him? Oof. You must feel like such a complete asshole now.
You know what I would do? I would come back and buy their companies.
I wouldn't buy anything from them. I wouldn't want to enrich them for a second.
And then I'd fire them.
No, wouldn't even do that. But imagine being the loser who bullied, and this is why you should never bully anyone at school.
You just don't know.
You have no idea. This guy's got to be one of the most sought after human beings that have ever walked the planet. He's definitely cleverer than most of us. He's done well in everything that he's touched. He's a genius.
And he's cool.
Genius.
Yeah, he's not like Bill Gates, who's a nerd.
He's the real Iron Man.
Yeah.
And you are some, like, father of eight in Pretoria West, you know, who's fat and who has an overdraft, and you drink beer every morning at 9 o'clock to make your life feel better.
And you sit on the couch all night watching.
Yes, and your wife wants to divorce you, and you beat up Elon Musk. Well, you did well, didn't you, shithead?
Exactly.
Love it.
Love it. So, so that officially makes Tesla now more valuable and bigger than General Motors and Ford added together.
Wow, that's absolutely astonishing!
A 100-year-old legacy company like Ford is now trailing electric car maker Tesla. With you know, Ford only now entering the electric car race with their Ford Mustang Mach-E. So, you know, Tesla's doing stuff right. You know, even after their missteps, like the Elon trying to take the company private, which now turns out to be, would have been the wrong decision. Mm-hmm. And then the epic fail of the Tesla Cybertruck and the shattering of that window.
Sure.
But that's not all. Elon Musk stands to gain $346 million US dollars in share options.
That's very nice.
As a result of this valuation, there's three targets that he has to reach to get the $346 million. And those three targets are: the share price has to stay stable for at least a trailing average of 6 months. He has to reach a four-quarter trailing revenue target of $20 billion, and he has to reach a four-quarter EBITDA of $1.5 billion.
And then I've changed my mind. He should come back here, and he should just take a wrecking ball to those people's houses.
You have changed your mind quite drastically.
Wrecking balls are cheap compared to this.
But he should drive the crane himself.
But that's not all. This is only the first tranche of what he is potentially able to earn, because over a decade, a period of a decade, he can earn up to $55 billion if the company's targets are hit.
Wow.
$55 billion over a 10-year period. He owns 20% of the company already. You know, like you said right at the beginning, well, there, take that, bully.
Here's something useful that you could help us with. What do you think the best car is, besides obviously those Vitos, as Ben mentioned, that you could have car sex in? Because a lot of people were messaging us about car sex this morning. I'm not asking you for personal experience. I'm saying which ones have more space in the back seat or in the boot or anywhere else that you could possibly have, you know, for these purposes.
Well, I mean, you need some space.
Yeah.
And I think
very uncomfortable.
I mean, remember those old, I can't even remember what they were called. They were square and they had those bubble windows. I'm not talking about the VW.
Station wagon?
No. They were big vans. When I was a flipping toddler, you saw them driving around. They looked like
the ones the pedophiles used.
The ones that the one that the A-team used. Remember the A-team?
Oh right, those GMC kind of things. Yes.
Yeah, it was a GMC van.
Yes, but in today's world, something similar would probably be that you could pimp and have a big arrow inside saying. Or outside saying,
waiting for you.
Yes, is maybe the Mercedes-Benz Vito?
Yeah. Bang bus. Imagine having that on your number plate.
So George, that was what
bang
I said.
Bus GP. You either have a Vito or you have a Hyundai H1.
H1, yes. The H1 is very similar.
That's funny. If you want some views, maybe the Renault Espace.
Yeah, if you're into an older market.
Views either in or out.
A slightly more mature dame. Yeah, the Renault Espace.
Really? Renault Espace. Maybe a Fiat Multipla. Those are probably cheap as chips now. No one liked the look of them, but it really does have an all-round view.
Yeah. Like, it all depends. Again, like where you are in your life. When you're young, you can bang in small cars. When you're older, you need space.
Okay, there we go. That's useful information. All right, go on. What else have you got for us, George?
And then an Australian prankster is in court after driving a water-filled car to a bottle store and buying beer.
A water-filled car.
Yes. So this guy's a prankster and he's known for doing this. So what they did was they took a couple of months and they welded the doors of this car shut.
Oh, I see what you mean. They actually put a hose pipe in the window and filled the car up with water.
They cut a hole in the sunroof. I mean, listen to me. They cut a hole in the roof where the sunroof was. They put the instrument cluster, bolted it to the bonnet, and put the starter switch on the outside of the car and sealed up all the electronics that were in the car. And this car started. Mm. It had between 3 and 4 tons of water in it.
But where was the person? Did someone drive it?
Yes. They drove it from where they made the car all the way to a drive-in bottle store, bought a couple of beers, and drove back.
So this is Bakuzi to the next level.
Because of the heat wave. Exactly. Bakuzi to the next level.
Did they have scuba gear?
Yes, they had scuba gear in the car with diving masks. And they drove this car.
They filmed it?
They filmed it. Awesome. We'll put up the YouTube video.
Great. I like that.
A couple of weeks later, they got arrested.
Why? You see, because Australia's got rules.
No, because you can't drive a car underwater while you're underwater.
You know, there used to be a time where you could do anything. With people, there was no rule.
Gareth, this is very bizarre and they needed to be checked.
Where do you think the next Elon Musk is coming from? It's probably one of those guys.
More than likely. Well, yeah, probably got bullied at school.
Aquacar. I like it.
And then a company by the name of Lafitte, Laffite, in Los Angeles, has just released what it calls the world's first street-legal all-terrain supercar. Now, all they've done is they've taken the supercar concept and they've put all-terrain suspension and wheels on it.
Looks horrible.
It does look horrible. I don't know if there's anything special about this, to be honest.
It'd be great to drive, though.
It is, it must be nice to drive. It's called the X-Road, Lafitte X-Road. And it apparently is as fast as a supercar off-road. Okay. But there's lots of supercar SUVs. I mean, you look at the Jeep SRT or the Porsche Porsche Cayenne. You know, those are all supercars.
Or you can just pay those guys from the Gazoo Racing Team to do something with your bucky.
But
my
ride. That's
exactly what I would do. Because then you still got a bucky.
You still got a bucky. Back seats and a buck.
Those Dakar cars are staggering. Like, obviously, if you got all the millions, you can be part of it. But just staggering all that goes into making those things.
Exactly. Talking about the Dakar, three South African women have completed the Dakar race of 2020, which is grueling on motorbikes, 8,000 kilometers.
Three
women. Are they allowed to drive motorbikes?
Sure, not two.
It's two, not three.
Through deserts.
Yeah,
two. You
know, yeah, I've been.
Yeah, three would have been ridiculous.
Women on motorbikes
in Saudi Arabia.
I mean,
I think they should know their limits. Really,
that's outrageous.
Check yourselves, women, before you wreck yourselves.
You had a problem with the guys who were driving the car filled with water. This is much more outrageous. CliffCentral.com.